This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop, a band that, it's not the end of the year, but I will say that this will, spoiler alert, definitely be in the top year-end list for Metal Shop, because I've been playing the hell out of this, been getting a lot of requests, got a lot of feedback for the new album Zoth, and that's XOTH, Exogalactic. Welcome back to Metal Shop, y'all.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is, you guys have been a band for quite a few years now. This is probably the third or fourth Metal Shop interview, would you say?
Yeah.
Third or fourth? Okay.
Sounds about right.
And so, what is this year, like 12 of the band?
We're approaching year 10.
Year 10? Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. A decade in, and this is, would you say, the most successful album so far?
Definitely.
Yeah.
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 Bet.
That's awesome. So, Exogalactic out now, and you guys, number one on a bunch of different charts on Bandcamp, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
What were your reactions when you saw that you guys were like, you know, really killing it?
Super happy. Just gotta pinch yourself a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Felt very rewarding. We put in so much work towards it, and it's just like, you know, feels really good after putting in all that effort.
It's been a long time coming. Let's go around the room again to reintroduce, so people can get names to the voices. Go around the room. Tell us what your name is and what you do in Zoth, and then we'll continue on.
Hey, this is Woody. I play guitar.
Tyler, guitar and vocals.
Ben Bennett, bass.
Jeremy Salvo, drums.
And before I bury the lead, they are actually going to be playing Saturday, December 16th at the Central, which is one of Seattle's oldest venues, 13th Hail Santa. Lucky number 13. We got Zoth, Street Cleaner, Colony Drop, Thirsting Altar, and Old Machines. This is a Northwest tradition, and you actually book Hail Santa, so congratulations for making it, you know, this, making it so long with this, and making it truly a Northwest metal holiday tradition, so congratulations.
Thank you.
How'd you get Zoth on there, man? It was pretty hard to find.
I called them up, and they were down.
Nice, dude. So, you know, you kind of mentioned that it was a long time coming for this record and how long you guys spent on it. Bring me into that process of, you know, how long did you guys spend on this record?
It took about 4 years.
Wow.
So we put out our last album, Interdimensional Invocations, mm-hmm. at the end of 2019. That started getting a lot of traction.
Yeah.
And then the world changed.
Yes,
quickly after that. Our song Plague Revival 20XX came true. And slowed things down a lot for everybody, but definitely on our end. So we felt kind of we had to start over in a way, I feel like, at least.
How did the pandemic affect you guys? Like, were you guys able to practice together? Did you guys just continue to champion on? Did you guys take a little bit of a break? How did it affect y'all?
We kept practicing, kept grinding.
I think we took a break at the very beginning, and we're kind of bouncing ideas around remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we had some more ideas, we started getting together and playing them in the practice space.
The hardest thing is we didn't know how long it would be.
Yeah.
Right. So to have an album come out and then less than 6 months later, you're planning on hitting the road.
Yeah.
Summer's right around the corner and all that goes away. And then it's another year and a half before we can do anything. That was the hardest part.
Took a little steam off your engine there.
Yeah. The wind got it blown out of the sails.
So this record, in your opinion, you know, if you guys want to kind of, you know, whoever wants to give their opinion on this and feel free to jump in, you know, what is it about this record you think that has, you know, gotten such a great reaction? Or do you think that you guys stepped it up in any different ways, any different, approaches to the record? You know, tell me about it.
I think that before Interdimensional, our expectations weren't quite so high, and then it did so well that suddenly people's expectations were high and our expectations for ourselves were really high.
Yeah.
So we set a standard, and we actually put a lot of pressure on ourselves to follow it up with something that was really good. And so I think attention to detail, not compromising quality, and not rushing it would be the biggest things. There are so many things that didn't make the album, so many songs and pieces of songs and things, and stuff that was written and rewritten and rewritten and scrapped on and on, that's one of the other things that has had it take as long as it's taken, but it's also one of the things that's made it what it is.
So there was like full-ass songs that you guys were pretty stoked on for a while that just, they didn't make the cut?
I think we wrote more music that than appeared on the actual album for sure. And just
there's almost like an entire other album of
B-sides, the Zoth B-sides.
Yeah.
Wow.
And some stuff like would still be cool to finish. It's just we kind of rolled with what felt the best. And a couple times we put a song aside, came back to it 6 months later, the toy changed it, and it was really interesting, pretty tough as well. Yeah.
And that was one of the advantages with the amount of time that we had. We had the time to sit and let a song simmer for a while and then come back to it and consider, you know, has this aged well in 3 months, 4 months, 6 months? Whereas under normal circumstances, we probably would not have had that amount of time.
Yeah. And I feel like about the beginning of this year, we were still like kind of a ways off from having 8, you know, totally finished songs, and we really cooked, turned up the pressure the beginning of 2023 and really intensely wrote. Like it was,
Yeah. Are you guys a collaborative, like, writer? Is there, like, one songwriter specifically, or, you know, how does that operate? And sorry to break kayfabe, you know, I don't want to, you know, go in.
It's definitely collaborative. This album, we actually wrote a lot more together in the practice space than we have previously. So that was, I think, one thing that contributed a lot to.
Nice.
Yeah.
The polish on these songs.
Yeah, there's a couple layers. I feel like it usually starts with some guitar parts that Woody or I wrote together or separately, a lot together. And then we bring them in with the rhythm section and jam it all together, then it always ends up, you know, changing shape and really kind of melding together in a cool way. And Ben or Jeremy will, you know, twist it and add their flavor or give us their opinion on how we should change it. So kind of cool writing in stages.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go into one of the songs. We've actually decided that we're going to go into the songs that we have not played on Metal Shop before. So, you know, then at the end of this, we will have played every song from this new record on Metal Shop, which I think is pretty badass. So we're going to go into Saga of the Blade. Again, they're going to be playing Saturday, December 16th. Hail Santa, the 13th annual Hail Santa at the Central Saloon with Zoth, Street Cleaner, Colony Drop, Thirsting Altar, and Old Machines. It's a second day, so you can actually buy a 2-day passes for this and catch the Friday night on the 15th and then Saturday the 16th. Have you guys decided, or do you think we'll hear this one live, Saga of the Blade? Is this in the set list? Or?
Yeah, we've been, this is one of the songs we've been playing already. So
okay, nice.
Definitely be making an appearance.
Anything you guys want to say about this one?
Saga of the Blade.
Yeah, this song, it was we kind of wanted to do a super power metal kind of a throwback to. I was listening to Ben show me this band Forefather from England.
Okay,
it has this kind of like not black metal, not power metal, but this kind of like ancestral melodic metal, kind of thrown back to like old England and, you know, swords and axes.
Okay,
we haven't done much of that, so more on the. I don't even want to say, sort of fantasy side,
sure,
rather than the sci-fi side. So,
Saga of the Blade. It's Zoth here on Metal Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Saga of the Blade by Zoth from the album Exogalactic. And you guys, sci-fi, I would say, is very much a centered, Zoth is very sci-fi centered band. But do you guys have like concepts going into a record, or is it just all over the place with just like song to song with different themes?
I feel like going back to the collaboration efforts on this album, this was a super collaborative effort as far as lyrics and themes go.
Cool.
Like much more than our other albums, which is really cool. So sometimes with a song, you got like a theme in mind, and that helps, you know, whatever the music comes out as, like with those pictures in your mind. And sometimes it's the opposite, where you got a riff and what does this make you think of? But I think we had a cool variety of topics on this album, and it was like everyone contributed in a cool way.
Nice. Awesome, man. Well, just as far as inspiration, things that inspire you, it doesn't have to always be music. It could be books. It could be movies. It could be art. It could be, you know, food that you really love, something that inspires you and your inspiration and your artistic inspiration. What's the last cool thing that you consumed just someone that, as it inspired? What's the last thing that really inspired you? And whether it was a band, a movie, a comic book, anything like that?
For this album, I reread through the Hyperion books by Dan Simmons.
Okay.
Which are some of my top sci-fi.
Wow. You got through them. Nice. And Tyler, how about you? What's the last thing that really inspired you?
I read two really good series this year. One was called Red Rising, which is like a sci-fi, like Roman Empire theme in space.
Okay.
And then I read this series called The First Law that was more like low fantasy, character driven, and both of those like really pumped me up about like all those things this year.
Got you ready. Yeah. Nice. All right, Ben, how about you, man? Last thing that really inspired you?
Well, lately I've been reading Conan the Barbarian and John Carter of Mars.
Nice.
And that's what's up.
And how about you, Jeremy?
I'm going to go in a different direction here. So I went to Sicily this year.
Yeah.
On somewhat of a birthright trip. And that's a land that has been conquered by many people over many years. And that was right as writing for the album had wrapped up. And as soon as I came back, it was right into rehearsals.
Yeah.
With drum tracking a few weeks later. And to see that place was incredibly inspiring, and all the things that it's been through. Yeah, that was an amazing trip. Very inspirational.
Awesome, man. I bet. Wow. So is your family from Sicily?
My mother's side is Sicilian.
Okay.
It's been four generations, depending on which way you look at it, but yeah.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
So a lot of inspiration. And that was just a question that just, I know that you guys are all, you know, really into, you know, obviously science fiction, but also some fantasy and whatnot. You guys are like the best hybrid of thrash, of power metal, and of technical death metal. What are some of your what's like your favorite metal bands to listen to? Like if we were back in the day and we were going on a road trip and we didn't have iPods or Spotify, and you could pick like four CDs for a CD booklet, what CDs would you pick? Jeremy, let's start with you, man.
Four CDs?
Yeah, four CDs.
Strapping Young Lad, City.
Okay.
Morbid Angel, Covenant. Morbid Angel, Formulas.
Okay.
Big Morbid Angel fan.
Two Morbid Angels, yep.
Yes. And if we were going back in the day, it would probably be Injustice for All. That was the one that made me want to play metal drums. And it's still fun to go back to that. And I still feel something when I listen to the album that started it all for me.
That's awesome. And Ben, how about you, man? And it doesn't have to be the most brutal metal stuff. Just whatever, you know, kind of metal inspires you.
If this was a road trip back in the day, it would be Akrakaka, words that go unspoken, deeds that go undone.
Okay.
Probably Eternal Nightmare by Violence.
Nice.
Slaughter in the Vatican by Exhorter.
Okay.
And probably Kill by Cannibal Corpse.
Nice. I gotta admit, like, I don't know that much about. And is that how you say Akrakaki?
Akrakaka.
Akrakaka. Is that a good one to start with?
Yeah,
that's Korenzen. With Korenzen.
Yeah,
that's the one right before it. But
Korenzen are words that go unspoken. But yeah, killer band.
Amazing band.
Now I know where to start. Tyler, what about you, man? Four albums for your metal playlist for your trip.
All right, we're going to go Demanufacture by Fear Factory.
Nice.
I think it was really trailblazing and still has a really good atmosphere as far as like what they did for metal production and having synths and clean mixed with harsh vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Really sick. Lost Horizon, Awakening the World. A band that dropped two super sick, cosmic, epic power metal albums that just kind of the singer quit and then they fizzled out because he could never be replaced. Scum Dogs of the Universe by Gwar, which I think has a really cool, unique sound. Everything's really catchy. The lyrics are funny. And they have this whole cool mythos. And Dave Brocky was just such a cool personality and performance, and I think sometimes the albums get written off a bit, but that album especially has an awesome sound to it. And I'll go with Power Cosmic by Balsagoth.
I knew you were gonna put them in there.
The band Woody and I bonded on because no one really likes them. Yeah, not nobody, but right,
they're not the biggest band, but the people who love them love them.
Epic, trailblazing, high concept, and I just love that. Was that three?
That's four, man.
That's
you
four.
Got
okay,
four.
I did
you
it.
Got four. Woody, how about you, man? You're four.
Well, Tyler stole Balsagoth.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Nihility by Decapitated.
Yeah.
A huge influence on a lot of us in the band, I think. I'm going to do Abigail by King Diamond, one of my all-time favorites, and huge influence on my guitar playing and songwriting. I'll do The Odyssey by Symphony X, because I love the cheesy shred stuff. And what's my last one? I had something good, and I forgot it. Last album... I am going to go with Rising Force by Yngwie Malmsteen.
Okay, there we go.
Because, huge influence on young Woody.
Nice. Right on, guys. Again, the show that... Is this a record release show? Would you call this a record release show? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We didn't do one in November.
I guess this is it, right?
Yeah.
The 13th, Hail Santa. Hail Santa, number 13. Lucky number 13. They're playing the second day of it, Saturday. The 16th at the Central Saloon. We got Zoth, Street Cleaner, Colony Drop, Thirsting Altar, and Old Machines. We're going to go into another song. This one's called Battlesphere. What do you want to say about Battlesphere, man?
Onward to battle.
Onward to battle. You want to let the music speak for itself?
Hell yeah.
All right.
This is another more kind of swords and a battle song, which was kind of new for us on this album. I think, the music really speaks for itself. Yeah.
Let's go into it. It's Battlesphere by Zoth here off the album Exogalactic. It's Metal Shop. That was Battlesphere off the new album by Zoth. It's called Exogalactic. And you can catch them Saturday the 16th at the 13th annual Hail Santa at the Central Saloon. They're going to be playing alongside Street Cleaner, Colony Drop, Thirsting Altar, and Old Machines. Being that this is a Northwest show, let's ask the question, favorite Northwest bands of all time. And we're going to be pretty liberal with the word Northwest. I will include, the region, not just Washington State. So, what are you going with, man?
Gonna have to go with Nevermore.
Yes, R.I.P. Worrell, man.
Yeah, R.I.P. I heard them when I was in early high school, and
nice.
Just the blend of heavy riffs but shreddy guitars, mm-hmm. and melodic vocals and choruses. It really hooked me.
Nice.
As far as bands that had influence on me and stuff I had to learn on guitar growing up and still teach to this day, I'm going to have to go with The Ventures.
Really?
Tacoma, okay. Instrumental rock band. It's back in the day, instrumental guitar-driven rock music was extremely popular, I think. So that had my guitar teacher when I was 12 years old making me learn these songs, really pushed my abilities, and I still really like to listen to it.
So. That's awesome. And Ben, how about you, man? Favorite Northwest?
I'd have to go with Alice in Chains.
Yes, absolutely.
They don't need much description.
Absolutely, especially here at KISW.
Yeah.
I'd say. Jeremy, how about you, man?
Strapping Young Lad.
Okay.
Actually heard them before I heard Death.
Really?
Gene Hoglan on drums for SYL. Yeah, that changed the way I think about music, and City's just an incredible album that I still hear.
Is that your favorite?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, I hear something different every time I listen to it all these years later.
So many layers, especially if you put on a nice set of headphones. Wow.
Yeah. So that's a great album. I love their first album too. Heavy is a really heavy thing. Even the live album with the overdubs and all that. There's just something about it. When I listen to that, I think about a particular time in my life when I was a teenager and getting into the heavier, more extreme stuff. And
have you continued on with the Devin Townsend? Are you still into his kind of solo and more ethereal stuff? And
I stayed on for a while. I don't know that I'm definitely not caught up now, but Ocean Machine, love Ocean Machine, Infinity, Terria, into those albums. Also, Zimmer's Hole.
Yeah.
Their last album, hopefully not their last album, but it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That is very SYL-esque, and I love that album too. And it sounds pretty close to City. I think it's actually closer to City than some of the other SYL albums. So, yeah, that would be my choice.
I have to revisit that one. Awesome, guys. Well, not only do you guys produce music, you also create music, but you also help other musicians do that as well. So I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to talk a little bit about how, if someone wants to be a badass like Zoth, how they can learn from you guys. So, let me know about the lessons they can take from you guys.
All right. Well, currently, Ben and myself, Tyler, are doing personal one-on-one lessons. I'm teaching guitar. He's teaching Crazy Speed Chopper bass. I've been teaching for the last 16 years, I feel like, as my sole source of income.
Wow.
I've had a lot of success. A lot of students go on to be in their own bands or teachers themselves.
Anyone you can mention? Anyone that we would know from the Northwest that you taught?
They're all up-and-comers.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Okay, right on.
I think they'll be going places.
Cool.
But you can check out our website or our Instagram, Behold Zoth, and message us on there, and you can find our personal pages from there.
Awesome. And Ben, also, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, if you want to learn how to be a slap master,
Nice.
Hit me up at Speed Chopper Bass on YouTube and Instagram, and speedchopperbass.com.
Absolutely. You can check out some of his YouTube tutorials while you're at it, and he plays some pretty mean bass, man. So I'm stoked to see you guys have grinded so hard and you know, put 4 years of your lives into this, and the creativity that's just flourished on this record. Absolutely incredible to see it, and you deserve all the success. And you know, you guys have you've mentioned you know, that's your full time. You know, you're a teacher, but I could see, you know, in the next few years, you guys really being full time just musicians. Is that a goal for you guys to like be just do Zoth full time, or is this?
That would be amazing if we were able to get to that point. Yes. But I think, like, yeah, as far as like a vision goes, we'd be really blessed for that. Yeah.
No backing out now, man. You've created some really amazing music out there, and, congratulations, guys. Again, Behold Zoth is where you can follow them on Instagram. If you can't come out to the show, if they can't come out to the show for some reason, whether, you know, holiday plans, they're out of town, they're parents and they, you know, got to watch their kids. What's the best way to support you guys if they can't come out to the show at the Central?
Zoth.bandcamp.com. Pick up some CDs or T-shirts, or vinyls. Throw some cash.
There you go.
Spread the word.
Nice. Right on. Goals for 2024 and beyond.
We want to play some shows. We want to go to the East Coast and Europe and just bring it to the people. Enough writing. Well, more writing too. But
love it. Right on, guys. Any final words before we jump into these songs or this song?
Thank you to everyone who supported us and all the fans. We love you. I love you very much. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You're welcome, and thank you guys for creating this awesome music. Saturday, December 16th, again, the 13th annual Hail Santa. We got to hammer that in. You got to come to this one. The Central Saloon, Zoth, Street Cleaner, Colony Drop, Thirsting Altar, and a band that is playing some of their first shows, Old Machines. Is that right?
Yes. I think nice. This is their first show.
Cool.
Maybe second show. I think they're doing a house show the day before.
Okay, nice.
A nice warm-up.
Official first stage show. Yeah. There we go. And pick up their new album, Exogalactic, while you're at it. This is a song from it. This is the last song, Map to the Stars, Monument to the Ancients. Anything you say about this one?
This is a song that got rewritten several times, I think three or four. And then when Jeremy went to Italy, actually, we kind of Hail Mary rewrote it at the very end again. And it finally came out. And I had kind of an idea for lyrics that it would be based around, like, you know, old ancient megaliths and how they line up with the stars. And then Jeremy came in clutch, wrote the majority of the lyrics kind of based on that concept. And it kind of, the megalith is us. And it stands for, you know, all the tax our way, all the problems we went through, and how in the end we were able to build it and be victorious and shine amongst the cosmos.
Yeah. I love it. It's Zoth here on Metal Shop. See him on the 16th. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.